Officials in West have been on overdrive since, well, for the last 365 days. Mayor Tommy Muschka says there's been a lot of progress, but
the families, we need to be sure and keep them in our prayers and our thoughts today. Most of them are all doing fairly well as to be expected. It's going to be a hard day for a lot of them, but there's some strong people. There's some strong wives of firemen, widows of firemen.
One by one, city leaders talked this afternoon about a town no longer in ruins. Here's Pastor John Crowder of the First Baptist Church in West.
There's really no way for us to adequately express our deep gratitude to all the people who have donated so much, donated time, goods, services, and money, gift cards, and we will be forever grateful.
Just yesterday, another $4.8 million from FEMA was released to help rebuild damaged infrastructure. And the city superintendent of schools, Marty Crawford, paid tribute to the West Class of 14, which spent its entire senior year in temporary facilities.
I've labeled them that they're our pathfinders because we really didn't know how this was going to go. And pretty proud of them.
Robert Payne of the West Volunteer Fire Department says he will never forget those who died.
We're so proud of all of our first responders that night that did everything they could to run toward what was happening and not away from what was happening. So we're very thankful for these guys that sacrificed for their community, very mindful of the loss that their families face.
That's the mood here tonight. Somber, but thankful for a city still healing. Dua Lee, Sai Kow Tao, KERA News, West Texas.